Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to MikeSpirit.fm. You're listening to the iPod Shuffle Show, coming to you from the heart of Wales. The show that rocks. And now your host, the Sweet Manic. Over to you, girls.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the iPod Shuffle Show with the Sweet Manic. I'm Rachel.
I'm Robin.
And we're rocking away tonight. That was a bit of Bon Jovi for you.
Yes, it was.
Actually, maybe we're not rocking away so much with the next song.
No. I don't know why I put this in there. It's Enrique
Iglesias. It's a nice name.
Bit of a sexy character in here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dark eyes and
Spanish and all that.
Oof.
So, yeah, maybe that's why I stuck him in there.
Let's play.
So much.
That was me playing my drums then, sorry.
Rachel, don't get carried away with a bongo.
I'll try. What's next then, Rob?
So soon?
Oh, well. I mean,
Rachel doesn't want to chat tonight. Oh, well. She's like, what's the next song then, Rob? But since you asked, the next song is by Yellow, the Electric Light Orchestra.
Big fan of those.
I love them, as you know. Yeah. I do think that I've already played this song on this show. Not this show, but on the iPod Shuffle show. But it's so good that I'm going to play it again. And it's called Don't Bring Me Down. So I can see that Rachel's very eager to get on with it tonight. So yeah, here's the next song.
Oh,
I don't believe we had some technical malfunctions there. Whenever Rachel was singing along to the song, like, my finger accidentally kept on pushing the button for a mic to come on air.
Accidentally on purpose.
But didn't she sound wonderful?
Oh. As always, Robin. Oh, that was fun.
That was fun. That gave me a good giggle.
Oh, yeah, me too. Sorry.
Oh.
I was just clicking my back.
Well, don't do it on my time, Rach.
Okay? Well, when do you suggest I do it?
Rachel's looking very nice this evening.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
She's wearing a nice lace cardigan.
Oh, thanks, Rob. And you were looking nice too as well with your new top.
Oh, thanks.
Nice.
So nice of you to notice.
Nice burgundy colour that you're loving lately.
Yeah, I'm really into my burgundy lately. It was my birthday last week and Rachel bought me a nice burgundy dress. Didn't you, Rach?
I did, yeah. I'm good like that, you see.
It was very nice and very thoughtful.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
No.
Best friend.
What's up next, Rach?
Next is a song by Kelly Clarkson, who is awesome. And it's a song called If I Can't Have You, which I'm very glad you put on this playlist because...
Are you?
Yes!
She's slapping my knee while she does that.
Me tapping Robin's leg.
She's so glad.
Yeah.
Why are you glad?
Because If I Can't Have You is called, and I just really like this song.
I really like it as well.
It's really powerful.
So,
enjoy.
Suffered enough, and everybody wants to be loved.
Splendid.
Splendid indeed. Now, we've got a bit of a treat coming up next.
Ooh.
As you all know, or I hope you know, Sweet Manix are a band. Yes, me and Rachel are in a band. We sing. And we've been working away, recording some new tracks. And we're actually going to play you a little preview of one of those tracks.
Ooh. Can we get a drum roll?
A cheeky little preview. So yeah, hopefully we've almost finished the EP, which will be available to buy probably at the beginning of next year.
Yeah.
But for now, we're just going to give you a chance to listen and you can let us know what you think.
Yeah, please do.
How can they do that, Rach?
Right, on the Mike Spirit homepage, if you go into the Blog Talk Radio pull-down thing, there should be a Blog Talk Radio chat room that you can see and access there. And you can give us a message and let us know what you think of our new song.
Yeah, please do. So, we'll play a little bit of the song for you and we hope you enjoy it. We have it.
Oof.
A little preview of a song called Punchline by Sweet Manix.
Yeah, and you wrote this one as well, didn't you, Rob?
I did indeed. Yeah.
Very meaningful, very close to the heart.
It is very close to the heart, and it's lovely to hear it.
Yeah.
Done so excellently. Oh, you know, if I say so myself.
Yeah, I just wanted to listen to all of it then.
Yeah, me.
I just get really into it when I listen to it, and when we sing it as well, I put it on replay all the time, just can't get enough of it. I love it.
So remember, if you like that and you want to know more about the band, then you can have a look on Facebook just by typing Sweet Manix in. Check us out. We got some pictures and videos and stuff up there. So please do that.
Yeah.
Or contact us via the Mike Spirit page.
Yep, please do.
We got another Welsh band up next.
Yeah.
These are quite a local band.
Yep. Where are they from, actually?
They're from Cardiff.
Cardiff.
I think they're from Blackwood originally.
Yeah.
But yeah, they gig around the Cardiff area, which is obviously the capital of Wales. And they've been around for a long time now. They just celebrated their 10-year anniversary, actually.
Wow.
And we like these guys, don't we, Rach?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
And the reason I thought I'd play them today is that I was out last night and I bumped into the singer of this band and I thought, you know, oh, I'll just play them tomorrow on the radio.
Yeah.
So this band is called 4th Street Traffic and this song is called Friend of Mine. There we go, 4th Street Traffic for there.
Very talented guys, very good
voice. Very talented indeed. Well, they've had 10 years working on it, so they should be good by now.
Yeah, definitely.
Up next, we've got a bit of an old song. Well, it's old for us, isn't it, Rach? Because we're quite young.
We still enjoy it, though, don't we?
Yes, this is a song by a band called Ultravox.
It's another dramatic song.
Very dramatic.
You played I Just Died in Your Arms tonight, didn't you? The last playlist you made.
A few weeks ago, yeah. And Rachel was loving it, and she loves this one as well.
I do!
I guarantee she'll be blasting it out.
Ah, Vienna!
Yes, and that is the song that we'll be playing. As previewed by Rachel Thomas, ladies and gentlemen. So, should we give them the real thing then, Rach?
Uh-huh.
This is a great 80s hit.
out in the peace and quiet, stays with you until.
Yeah,
Rachel enjoyed that. She was sitting here with her eyes closed.
I was. Sweet.
Just lost in the music. It was quite weird.
Back to reality now then, is it?
Back to reality.
Cool.
Well, Rachel.
Yes, my love. Yeah. We were talking about a celebration that we have over here in the UK. Bonfire night. You don't celebrate it in America. Cause,
that's a British story, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Guy Fawkes.
Yeah. You probably know the story in America.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, Guy Fawkes tried to burn the Houses of Parliament. Tried to blow them up, didn't he?
He did, yep.
And he failed. So now on the 5th of November, we set off fireworks and have bonfires and stuff.
Yeah.
But sadly, me and Rachel didn't get to see any fireworks this year.
Unfortunately not, no.
Why didn't you get to see any, Rach?
I was just, like, I've been busy, really. I went out last night and I didn't go to a display or anything, and my family didn't get any fireworks either. And no, the night before didn't do anything either, so yeah.
It's very sad.
Yeah, what about you, Rob?
Well, see, I had plans to go and see some fireworks with my boyfriend. Then last minute he phoned me and he was like, oh, I want to go to a party instead.
Aww.
And he left me on my own.
Oh, no. Oh, you.
And worst of all, he rolled in at 10:30 this morning.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, you.
Well, what should we do with him?
You should attach him to a firework and send him off into bin.
I'm sticking you on the bonfire. No, it's fine. He's a bit of an animal. He just goes out and like stays out all night.
Party.
So that is why I did not get to see any fireworks.
Oh, we'll have to have our own sometime.
Yeah, sometime next year.
Yeah, next year.
So yeah, moving on from that sad story, we got the Killers up next. I love the Killers.
Me too. And it was you that introduced me to them as well.
It was.
You got me into them. You made a CD for me of their best songs, and I've loved them then ever since.
Yeah, for my birthday 1 year, Rachel bought me all the Killers albums, and I opened it and I started crying right there in the middle of a restaurant. I was like, thanks, Rachel.
All right, Rob, calm down. Happy birthday.
So this song is from their first album, and it's called Jenny Was a Friend of Mine.
We'll be right back.
There we go. That was the Killers, followed by the Scissor Sisters, Comfortably Numb, which, as you should know, is a cover of a Pink Floyd song, which me and Rachel were just discussing when we were age.
We were indeed, yeah. I was saying, you know, when it first came out, this song, I thought, oh, who are these guys, you know, covering a Pink Floyd song? What's this all about? But then the more the Scissor Sisters did, then the more I listened to their other music, I, you know, appreciated them then. I thought, oh, these guys are awesome. So
yeah, and I was just saying to Rachel what I liked about, like, this cover is that they did it like so different to the way that like Pink Floyd did it, because you know, sometimes when people come up with like covers of songs, they kind of try and like replicate what the original artist did, and it doesn't work. If you're going to cover a song, then you've got to make it radically different.
Yeah.
So I think this is this did a good job. They, like, you know, put a modern twist on it, made it so different. So, you know, I like it. Thumbs up.
Me too, I like it.
So next we've got another Welsh band for you, and they're called The Lost Prophets, and this song is Rooftops. Very nice.
Awesome.
The Lost Prophets. They're a Welsh band, and they come from quite close to where me and Rachel live, don't they?
They do, yeah. They're from a place called Pontypridd.
And we've actually got to meet them, haven't we, Rach?
Yeah, I was going to say, twice, but we haven't met them twice, have we?
No, we've only met them once, and we were really, because we love that band so much. We were starstruck, weren't we, Rach?
Uh-huh.
We went up to the singer, and we literally just stared at him. We couldn't do anything else.
Yep, and that's when Robin's massive crush on him.
Massive crush. Yeah.
Is he your number one?
He is my number one.
Ah. Oh. Numero uno. Oh, cool.
So up next, we've got a bit of Dusty Springfield, right?
Yeah. What was the inspiration behind this choice, Rob?
I just like this song. It's quite like groovy.
Yeah, it is cool. Very soulful, and she's got a lovely voice.
Yeah. So have a nice chill to this.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy was visiting, he come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking, then he look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boss who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only voice who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. He was. Yes, he was.
Very soulful hours.
Yeah, awesome.
Very soulful indeed.
I'd like to listen to some more of her, to be honest. I've never really, you know, gone out of my way to, but I
will
really,
do her, Rach.
Yeah, I really like her voice, so I will.
Silky.
Yeah, it's lush.
Silky vocals. Well, we're coming to the end of the show, I think.
Yeah, we've got about 10 minutes left.
Something like that. So just enough time to play a song by another one of my favourite bands.
Woohoo! 30
Woo-hoo. Seconds
to Mars.
30 Seconds to Mars, yes. I love them.
Awesome.
Love them so much.
Oh, you went to see them as well, didn't you?
I did go to see them. In fact, I think I've told the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've told the Lost Prophets story a million times on this show as well.
Yeah, they were amazing live. Jared Leto's voice. Oh! It's incredible.
Yeah, he's got a class voice.
He's amazing, and he's quite handsome as well, isn't he?
He is, yeah. He's a bit of an actor as well, isn't he?
He is. He's in one of my favourite films, actually.
Yes.
Yes, you know what film that
yes,
is, don't you?
Yes, Robin made me watch it. What was it called?
It's called American Psycho.
That's the one. It went straight out of my head. Then I was thinking, oh, say it, Rob, because I couldn't think of it.
With Christian Bale, who is amazing in that film.
Yeah, he was. Creepy as hell.
So, but yeah, Jared Leto, so many talents. He was in that film as well. Came to a bit of a sticky end.
Ouch.
Ouch, indeed.
I was gonna say what happened, but I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen
no,
it.
No, let's not spoil it. But go and watch that film, American Psycho. You won't regret it, unless you're quite like, don't like
squeamish
blood and yeah. stuff. But I don't like blood.
You
I
hate know. Blood, don't you?
I know, it's real blood that I don't like. Yeah. Like if someone came to me and they were like, oh, help me, I'm bleeding. I'd be like, oh, No, I fainted when I had blood taken before on the dentist. I fainted in the dentist as well. Yeah, fainted in the dentist. I had to get taken off in an ambulance.
Oh, what are you like?
I know, but I did faint when I had blood taken as well. Mm. Bit of a fainter I am.
Yep.
You need to watch me, like. But yeah, even I didn't faint at that film, so you're fine. So yeah, this is 30 seconds more, closer to the edge.
Awesome.
That was a nice way to finish the show.
Yeah, big time.
The wonderful 30 seconds to Mars.
Yeah.
Closer to the edge.
Wicked.
Wicked!
Yeah. I've enjoyed this show, Rob. I've had a really good time. I've had a good laugh.
I haven't. Oh. No, I've had fun.
Party pooper, you.
So, yeah, it's time for us to say goodbye.
Yes. And we'll be back same time next week.
Same time, same place.
So make sure you catch it.
Make sure you listen for some more, you know, fruity music.
Fruity, is it?
And some more silliness.
Ah, yes.
From my lovely Rachel.
Uh-huh. Silly is my middle name. And
Rachel Silly Thomas.
Yeah. That's me. Goodbye, all.
You've been listening to the iPod Shuffle Show with your host, the Sweet Manic, on MikeBird.fm. Don't forget to tune in next week. Same time, same place. Same great music, same great station.